Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're living. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question, and I think that's the biggest thing in your mind. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events that we have. We have a free teleclass coming up on March 22nd. That's next Tuesday from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is where we are doing most frequently asked questions. You could email your questions in, and I will be doing these throughout the year. I've been really guided every 4 to 6 weeks to offer free readings by the teleclass. A lot of times I will go through and get a lot of people I tend to ask the same questions, like what's going on with the earthquakes and all of that kind of stuff. So I'll group questions, but I also do personal questions because we all could read and learn from other people's questions, as I'm sure that you recognize that in the radio show, that you can get some of your answers questioned by listening to other people's questions. So that is frequently asked questions. You can email your questions at union@1111@yahoo.com. I'm going to say it again. Email your questions at union1111@yahoo.com. And the class is next Tuesday, March 22nd. You do have to sign up for it if you can be live listening, because that's how you get the number, because we reserve spots. And if you're not available at that time, you can get listen to it afterwards. And by that, we have it recorded, so you're able to listen to it. So you could even, I could read your email question, and you can listen later if you're not available at that time. So again, that's coming up next Tuesday already. Good gosh. We already have the mini Lightstream Live coming up too. And you can do that on the phone. That's where everyone gets read. It's a group at least of maximum of 10 people. And either on phone or in person, everyone gets read. Everyone learns from everyone else's reading. That's the next mini Lightstream Live is on Friday, March 25th. And that's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if you are reading by the telephone, if you're calling in on it, we tend to go to you first if you want to be. So that gives you the opportunity to either hang on and listen to other people's readings, or you could hang up and just be on your way. We also have the gatherings that are set up to June, actually. And so that's usually the first Friday of the month where for 2 hours I get into what's going on with the energy shifts. We talk about what's going on with you personally. We do a little bit of reading. Then we do an attunement. So the next one is on March. It was March 11th. We're going into April 1st. So Friday, April 1st. Then we have May 6th and June 3rd. So you could sign up for all classes for a break in the price. You get for $22 each. And each class is $25. If you sign up for all six classes, it's $20 each. And they are recorded. Everyone gets an MP3 of the class, and so you don't miss anything. We also are doing our March specials. And for KKNW listeners, we are doing $50 off of half-hour readings, 45-minute readings, or hour readings. And so I'm going to say that again. Say that you heard it from KKNW and you get $50 off an hour reading, a 45-minute reading, or half-hour reading. And we're also doing a remote reading special. For half-hour readings, we're giving $25, $30 off, and $20 off of the 20-minute readings. And so we have those specials going on for the month of March. We also have, I'm encouraging you to sign up for a free newsletter, because then you always know what's going on as far as the free teleclasses. And again, a lot of times I'm listening to my guides and they say, do a meditation next Thursday at 8 o'clock. And so when you are on the newsletter, you get to know that kind of information. And I don't give your information out to other people, so you don't have to worry about that. And you could do that by signing on to email on union1111@yahoo.com or go into the website www.carrieoconnor.com, and you can they have a little up area there that you can sign up for the newsletter. So that's all those kind of details. And I did want to say before we go to the phone lines, just having a concentration on opening up our hearts and sending our hearts and energy over to Japan and all the areas that were hit with the earthquake. We've been having a lot of shaking going on the earth. I just went to Wales and England, and I was in this group with this one woman that just came in from New Zealand, and she lived in Church Christ where they had the earthquake too, and actually she left that area before the earthquake happened. So the whole town, meaning most of her neighbors, lost their house and lost their the whole community really got hit really bad. And she was talking about how everyone got together, that she said that people were amazing as far as helping each other out, where people that have lost homes are taking other people in. People have, she personally, they had their fireplace get destroyed, and people were coming in, and masons were also offering their work, and people were bringing in bricks and all that stuff. So it really brings in a wake-up call for us to realize that we're all connected, that we are all, it's everything affects everybody, and it could be across the world, but we are, again, all connected. And so being that connected kind of energy, there's no way that these energies do not affect all of us. And so having a thought throughout the day, sending good energy over there, sending healing energy over there, sending just loving energy over there is balancing for them. It's good for you, yourself, too, because we don't want people to get into the fear factor, because a lot of people are really doing that. They're starting to get into a lot of fear, and that fear energetically, it goes out to the earth grids as really chaotic energy. It looks like, imagine like a staticky radio signal, and that radiates out. Imagine like a pond, a pebble going out in a pond, in the ripple effect. And so that ripple effect connects everyone, and it hits everybody, I should say, in that rippling effect. And so we want to visualize ourselves sending out centering energy, loving energy, coming from our heart energy, and that sends out a calming wave. It's like a great big calm going through people's energetic hair and really clearing out the snarls and the trauma and the fear that comes up with all that stuff. And so those kind of shifts. So we really encourage people, again, to do that. And it goes back to our conversation that we have every single show, and that's about energy and energy work. And now more than ever, getting into an energetic posture, it does, going back to the analogy of the pond and the pebble, whenever you do energy work, it helps you clear out and put out a nice rippling effect, which again goes and affects everybody, or we can send out a real staticky kind of symbol. So can you help somebody across the world? Absolutely. And it doesn't have to take a tragedy for us to do this. Every single time we are holding our core, every single time we are raising our vibration, every single time we decide not to give somebody the finger when they cut us off in traffic, we're not adding to the chaos of the energetics that are happening in the grids of that connect us all together. So the more we take that accountability and responsibility of how we're directing our own life force, then we're helping. So we help either adding more chaos and more friction in the energetic grids, or we add more peace. I'm saying let's all go for the peace. And we all could have our bad hair days, which we all do. It's part of the human experience. And the name of the game is how fast we could get ourselves back into alignment. And so think of every day, every second is a new opportunity for us to have readjust our energy. It's like I see it as this whiteboard, like a chalkboard that's all white. And so we're the drawers, we're the painters, we're the writers on this board. And so if we wake up and we have one of those days where it seems like everything's going wrong, just take a breath, just center yourself, really get into your heart energy, feel yourself breathing, feel yourself anchoring in, and that totally realigns the energy. It totally erases what the frequency that you're putting out to the universal grids, and then you'll start noticing more flow. I'm sure we've had all of us have had those experiences where it seems like everything's going wrong this day and every day, and it just starts rolling, and it starts getting momentum. And what's interesting is this is the year of creating heaven on earth now, is what Jesus told me in September that this year in particular, and he really emphasized the word now, and this was again back in September where I usually start getting my downloads with what's the theme of the year. And so every single, I'm really understanding why he said the word now, and especially creating heaven on earth. And how can you create heaven on earth when there's a lot of chaos going on, a lot of fear? We have the Middle East going on. We have money fears. And how can you hold that posture of seeing heaven on earth now, and again, amongst the chaos? And it all goes back to what view we look at life as, really being able to hold our core energy, being able to be in this world, meaning being very, very present, holding again that core energy, being heart-centered, being open, loving, forgiving, and also not tapping into the fear and the chaos. And that's how you are able to see the heaven out of the chaos. And for example, as far as with people helping each other, where you hear all the stories of people giving their, again, bricks down to their work, down to their homes, and down to food for other people that are in need right now. And so that's how you can, again, create heaven on earth when it's amongst the chaos. Because these energies are going to continue, and it's a good thing when you look at it energetically as a rebirthing process. And we're going to open the phone lines, and I heard my little thing there, Keith. So we're open up the phone lines. You listen to the Carol Connor Show. Be right back in a few.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your earth walk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. So I'm going to give that number out. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we have the phone open to the top of the hour. And speaking of that, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do. We'll take Bryn. He's our first one out of the gates here. He's calling in from Somerville, Massachusetts. And he wanted to see if you could look into his body energy and how it's doing and where it might be going. So, Bryn, welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you. Hey, Kerry. How are you?
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay. I feel strange lately, just kind of... I don't know. It feels like I feel a bit blocked, and I don't know where what's going on with my energy body or what it's picking up or where it's going and all that.
You know, Bryn, when I'm looking into your energy field, you're picking up a lot of people are doing this. It's kind of fascinating. I'm going to do a newsletter on this. When I'm looking, I turn you sideways, and especially between the emotional body and the mental body, it looks like this energetic fog that's going from the top of like the seventh chakra to the root chakra, and think of that's part of the collective subconscious patterns that are going on right now. And a lot of people are feeling it. It's like some people call it like this black wave, this gray wave. And so think of every time that we've had like a love wash, like a great big Christ consciousness wash on the earth, then it's also going to bring up the gray stuff, right? And especially when you get to the part of the collective unconscious where we're all connected in that oneness state, we also want to remember that we have, we're all connected where we can pick up the other people's stuff too. So, and it's really, when I turn you sideways, it's not only the 2 to 4 feet out, but it also is really has cords attached to the third chakra. And it looks like a bicycle pump that's getting deflated. I'm seeing like your right foot, like pumping it, and then it gets pumped up. But it looks like symbolically there's like a hole in the third chakra, and it keeps on getting deflated. And when I look at it sideways, then it looks like a tube, like an inner tube that kids go swimming on. And so think of the inner tube actually is a defense mechanism that's holding in the third chakra that goes way back to when you're young, because I go to the left side of your root chakra and I see you at 1.5 to 3 years old, and it's kind of trying to think of the inner tube is trying to keep you afloat, right? Those like the things we swim on, especially through the emotional waves that are happening right now, but it's tight, right? And so it looks like your third chakra almost looks like an hourglass, right? So think of part of this is picking up again on the emotional wave that's happening right now. A lot of people are feeling this. They're feeling tired. They're feeling foggy. Benny and I were just talking about before we got in the line that it's like today I was like forgetting what day it was. I thought it was like a jet lag because I just got back in from England and Wales, but it was a lot more than that. So it's like people are even dream time, it's becoming like, is it dream time? Is it daytime? And so it's part of this whole collective rebirthing process that we're going through right now. And especially through January, through June in particular, there's a lot of these what I call the love washes. And those love washes sometimes might not feel so loving because they really are like a blast of this light that really, again, brings up this fog. But if we look at it objectively, it's planting and bringing it up more light into the earth, which brings more light into our bodies. And so it also brings up those blocks. And sometimes these are ancient blocks. I'm seeing artifacts in people's energy fields that are so old and ancient. So think of the bottom line thing of the inner tube is, especially when it gets to the emotional body, it's like a bracing for riding through the emotional wave. But this is where you want to ride it without that condensed energy, because when it hits the third chakra, then the lower two chakras are going to do the curled up like the lobster over the boiling pot, right? And then it's harder for us to root. It's harder for us to ground. It's harder for us to manifest. It's harder for us to not tap into. It leaves the vulnerability to pick up, again, on other people's things. And especially I'm looking at this like angelic umbrella over your head that looks like it has almost like acid rain coming in on the right side. So part of that, again, is coming in from the outside. So this is a real period of, especially when I'm getting into March, I'm seeing you turn in the corner. Think of March through May. It's like a gentle turning of 180 degrees over toward the left side. And then I see the sun coming in really strong for you. So think of that sun represents creative energy, creative life force, feeling more passionate, and all of those things. So now during this time, it's a real good time to do what I call that rotor-rooter clearing out period. Really,
yeah.
Even do earthy stuff as far as smudging, where sometimes I'll go
through. What about like qigong exercise?
That would be really good. Any kind of thing kind of physical like that. And also, like with cleansing, sometimes I'll go in a period where I'll use like lavender to cleanse, but other times I use sage because it really grounds me and I need to use sage. My preference could be like lavender, but then I'll do the sage. So any kind of earthy things like that, like qigong is perfect. So that would be taking care of the physical body. Then getting into the feeling body. Having soft stuff around you as far as soft music, soft like energy, soft like material, literally, is will help that acidic kind of feeling and that acid kind of rain feeling. And especially I'm also seeing bring in fire element in particular with you. And even see all the chakras with fire in it as far as like not even the violet flame. I'd really even work with the yellows and oranges if you if it resonates with you because it's really bringing in the colors into the lower chakras. And I'm also seeing citrine as far as working with citrine. And so and put it in your wallet and and really, I even see you throwing up money and feeling money on your skin and absorbing it or seeing all your cells as money from the inside. I'm seeing gold coins. And that really activated your lower chakras, too. So think of that the inner tube is gone. We took that off. And then it's interesting because then it looked like an hourglass, like an old-fashioned sand hourglass. Huh. And so there is a timing thing with this, right?
Hold on. Wait. Hmm? Sorry. Someone at my housemate.
What's that?
It was my housemate was calling.
Okay,
all right. Go ahead.
So this hourglass sand time thing has to do with time, timing, that kind of deal, but especially that's an old-fashioned timer thing. So that also is my symbol of part of this is past, way past, ancient past. And so this is like where you take the timer and you flip it upside down and then I see this like white sand going down. So that means transmuting the energy, being able to work with the tools, and especially I keep on seeing fire element is really important. I'm also seeing trees. I put my back against a tree, work with tree element. Oak in particular would be really good for you. The qigong would be very good for you as far as the energy of running energy, and I'd absolutely do the grounding cord, and I came out with that new one that is for free for anybody, that grounding to the earth, and that's an attunement that so many people are finding so helpful, and that my guides gave it to me. What's that?
Is that on your site, the new one? Is that on your site?
It's not on my site. All you do is email Wendy, and this is for everybody. Email and ask for the new grounding one, and it's a revision to Earth. Mother Earth Gaia gave my guides gave it to me, and it's really strong. It's very, very powerful, and anybody that uses it, it has a very strong effect, and I'm really recommending people to use it throughout the day, and I'm even getting in the habit of making post-its and doing it throughout the day because it's with the shifts that are happening now, it's really important, especially with your energy field. You're extremely sensitive, and so that will really help you a lot, too. So ask Wendy for the new grounding cord. Yep, the grounding energy. Yep, I got to come up with a different name with it.
Yeah, a
new one. All right, and then I'm also seeing shamrocks coming in. I just remember Benny just reminded me that St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I'm still like,
that's right. It's the luck of the Irish.
That's right, the luck of the Irish. So have some green beer or making sure you have fun to play too. You know,
it's my girl, Carrie. You're my girl. You brought out the good stuff.
That's right. I was in Wales, and this guy had a Guinness beer, and the guy was so perfect. He was able to make a shamrock on the head of it. It was really rather
very
impressive.
Clever.
Yeah, very, very cool. So he
and my mother's from Wales. She's Welsh.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Whoa.
It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous country. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was breathtakingly beautiful. I never realized how beautiful it was. So think of celebrating and having some, again, green beer or Guinness or that kind of thing. Just making sure that you have fun, because sometimes when especially we're feeling that way, we can really forget to have fun, you know what I mean, and to balance that fun posture. So making sure that you add that. And have one for Benny and I.
All right. Okay.
Benny just had twins, and he can't get a lot of the drinking in, so. All right. So you'll definitely feel better, and part of it's absolutely the energy shifts that are going on right now. All right?
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. You're welcome, Bryn.
Yeah, thanks, Bryn. Not to say we were forcing you to, consume the beverages on our behalf, but we'd
hope
you
we are.
Oh, okay, well, for me, coming from a different perspective over here, being, yeah, I know, but still, whether it's a green cookie or,
right.
you know, a libation of some sort, go, by all means, go ahead, do it. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the green beer, too. So.
The green beer.
You happen to just call it out. Well, we've got a couple minutes here, Carrie. How about we scoot off to a quick break first, and then we'll grab a few of the other callers when we come back. So I'll let
you
take it away there.
All righty. Are we off? We'll be back.
No, I'm letting you do the deed.
Do the deed? All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. We've listened to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earthwalk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
4, 5. Hey, Vita Bene, an Admiralla, Sultan, or a king, and to his praises so we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord has called him up, Savannah, and then to beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And we're celebrating this St. Patrick's Day a little bit early. And we have open phone lines. You could call 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, thank you for the music. Love it.
No problem. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with celebrating just a little early.
Absolutely. We used to have a rule with my cousins. I'm one of 23 Irish O'Connor cousins. And we'd start celebrating for the whole week. That was late teens, young 20s. But
I want you to adopt me into your family. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. that. It didn't matter where we were in the world, we always would get together and celebrate for the week.
That's cool.
Now that we're in our late 30s, 40s, we don't really do that.
Oh, well, you do. You do. Just in different ways.
Yes, we
don't,
do.
You know, I wouldn't stop celebrating, that's for sure.
No, that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, let's go back to these callers. We actually now have Katie calling into the Carrie O'Connor Show now. She's calling in from Bellevue. She was wondering if her root chakra has been closed or some leaking energy around her. She seems to be feeling that just a little bit. So, Katie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Katie?
I was wondering if you're getting any reading on any energy that's being leaked, or I have a inkling that my root chakra might be closed.
All right. The first thing is kind of interesting because you bring me into the root chakra, but it also goes, it's like in the center of the root chakra, but it pulls me over to the right side of your second chakra, too. And it's kind of interesting symbolic language that's come around. It's out. It's like these little toy soldiers, you know, like the toy soldier and the plum fairy,
yeah.
You know? And, they're like dropping out of you, right? And I pay attention to every single thing because everything speaks. A picture says a thousand words. And so think of that, Katie, represents anywhere, and especially because it goes up to the right side. And actually, it's even going to my hip, and it feels like my hip is hurting right now. And so hips represent foundational energy. When I look into the hips energy, the right side looks like it's at 1 o'clock. The left side looks like it's at 7 o'clock. So that's your right side's up in the air. And actually, even imagine, like, your right foot up in the air, like, 4 to 5 inches off the ground. So that's, like, really not grounding the energy. And so and the toy soldiers, again, represent anything that feels stiff, rigid, and especially your body keeps on showing me that those pointer things that they have, those baronets or whatever they're called. And so what does all that mean? Part of this is going way back in the past. Part of this is really think of the whole theme of the plum fairy kind of deal is the part of you that wants to go back to the divine feminine energy, welcome in the feminine energy, and really that like a softness because I'm seeing this real light purple kind of energy coming in. And then the toy soldier would be anything kind of rigid, anything not flexible, and especially anything that can feel like it's a surprise, like attack kind of deal. And it, when it's going to the second chakra, I'm just watching, and especially because it goes to the hips, and I'm seeing these great big balls going out of your hips that look like bowling balls. And whenever I see those bowling balls, I always want to see like an infinity eight on them because that represents balance, but it has like a regular eight on it. So think of it's bringing balance into your hips, your foundational energy. You're really releasing a lot of stuff, the whole left side, right side of your energy field, which is not only a connection to male energy in our male side, but it's also the energy that you're putting out to the world. It's like you're working on that, Katie, right now. It's like being able to stretch that out and release a lot of things, bringing back play into your life, and especially when you go to 2 to 4 years, because I'm seeing you blowing on like dandelions, and I'm seeing all these wish things. So it's like when you hope for wishes or had wishful thinking, and then it felt like it was, I'm seeing a great big shoe stamping on it, and so that's where wishes got destroyed. So there's a real time to heal right now, right? So it's a real healing time, and then I see all these yellow flowers coming in, and daffodils, and all those real bright, bright yellow tulips, and so that's really going up to the third chakra, too, and bringing in the sun as far as the that sun energy represents to me passion. It's also connection to force, life force, God source, creator, and so think of that. You're clearing out your roots and clearing out any kind of patterns that seems like the toy soldiers would be my way, highway, black, white, any kind of rigidness, you know, and anything that feels sharp, so you want to counteract it with the opposite, so that means adding softness, adding fluidness, adding gentleness, being gentle to yourself. And again, because you keep on showing me where, are you literally tired a lot too? Or are your sleep, your dreams being kind of interrupted?
I've been having very vivid dreams lately. Actually,
okay.
I slept a lot this weekend.
Okay. All right. Because part of that whole dream thing is that you're doing a lot of processing in your dreams at night. And so, because I'm seeing you sleeping and doing a lot of processing. So that's good. I'd be writing down those dreams and really be working with them. And think of over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, there's a whole 3-3-3 period here with you. And over the next 3 months that you're really clearing out some stuff. I would literally draw infinity eights over your abdomen down to your root chakra and even down to your legs. if it resonates, email me and ask for that mm-hmm. grounding cord exercise, because that would really help mm-hmm. you too. And really move your hips. Do infinity eights with your hips and do pelvic mm-hmm. tilts and seeing your root mm-hmm. to your tailbone going right down to the center of the earth. And again, review wherever there has been any kind of my way, highway kind of energy, and where you've been feeling boxed in, and just encase it like in a bubble, and then just see it explode or disappear. It's like you're transmuting that energy. And again, mm-hmm. bringing that softness will be very helpful to you. All right? Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much there, Katie. And leave another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll now take Marcia. She's calling in from Seattle. She recently put some resumes out there, and she's wondering if anything will come back in the month of March. Hopefully the good luck is in her favor. So, like the Irish, of course. So, Marcia, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, just a little snippet. Is it, Carrie, I'm at that stage where I've had worked on a career change, but in the process, I went to school. My mom got sick. I dropped school for a while, got her a little bit stable, and then went back to school, and she died in the process. My point of the story is this, is that I'm working on getting my self-confidence up because I've been out of school for about a year, and I just haven't actualized what I started off to do, and I want to see how's it going for me, pal.
I'm seeing, what's the significance with April with your mom? Because she's showing me April, as in birthday, anniversary, when someone crosses over. And also, has your dad crossed over too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's bringing him in. And what, also, was there a distance with him as far as did he die before, or was there a separation?
Yes, he died before. And okay. His birthday is in March.
Okay. Okay. All right. She's in April, as, it's, and I'm seeing actually April with the cross, and whenever I see that, I was raised Catholic, so it has to do with resurrection, feeling of resurrection, getting off the cross as far as feeling suffering and hardship, and there's a part of her where she feels like she's off the cross, meaning that life had to do with struggle. And whenever I see the thorn of crowns, that's a symbol of mine of generational patterns, especially on your dad's side of the family too, is what she's saying, as again, life has to do with struggle and sacrifice, or even the big question of why do bad things happen to good people? How come people have to struggle and other people can lie and cheat and get ahead, right? But she's burning that cross, and so is your dad. So okay. That means, you know, changing generational patterns and really looking at things different. When I see a table full of eyeglasses, that means both of them are working on evolving and changing that kind of pattern that went with their own karma, their own generational pattern, and, of course, that would affect you. And I'm also seeing your third chakra looks like you're 7 to 9 months pregnant. So, and again, there's an emphasis on April. So think of right now, and I see you, like, jumping up. It looks like almost like you're going off a diving board, and you do this, like, almost like this gym flip or a gymnastic thing. And it looks very symmetrical, and it looks like it has a lot of energy, and it looks like a lot of confidence. It's like an Olympic person going off and doing this, you know, just a amazing trip as they do, going off the high board. So think of that high board represents where you could be feeling nervous. You could be wondering if the pool has water because I'm seeing you not looking down. And so there's a real thing of trusting, allowing, letting go. And also, Marcia, realizing that you have support, that you have in creating that energetic support for yourself because you've been leaning forward, helping your mom, doing school. So think of you've been energetically leaning forward, and this is all about literally having your body stand in alignment and being able to think of your spine or a garden hose that we want to stand up straight, not rigid, but not leaning forward because that creates blocks and it just creates like heaviness in our back. So this is all about getting back into energetic alignment where you're much more in balance of giving and receiving. And then I see your hands going into your heart chakra, so that means doing up Marsha's heart's desires. And then I see it under construction, so it's really clearing out heartache, heart's desires, really emphasizing that, and that's always good, and especially when I see it's involving the human-to-human experience. So think of right now to April, major change going on. I see you spinning really fast counterclockwise, and that's really clearing out the feminine energy, the left side, and that's also the receiving side, and really, again, feeling when I'm seeing you walking off the high board and doing this amazing thing and then just trusting, allowing, and knowing that there's water in the pool, that means that's all good signs of really feeling like you're back in the game again, the driver's seat again, where before you've been in the passenger seat or way in the back seat. And so that's a especially when I see a red sports car. That's a really good sign, too. And I'm seeing a lot of readjustment going on around your head and your eyes. And I'd even encourage you to do an infinity eights around your eyes, and especially because I see a tight band around your head. And part of it's like even like a sense of tell me it's not so, or sometimes when people get headaches or whatever, they kind of put their hands over their eyes. And so part of that is clearing off like what's you're being shown to you right now in the, as far as the world, and being able to have a lot more energetic flexibility. Also, I see your intuition opening up. So pay attention to seeing things out of the corner of your eye, seeing flickers in the in windows and doorways, because that's part of your intuitive sight opening up. And the bottom line is the leap. That's the most important thing, because there's a roll and there's a leap, and that means getting, it's like your engine getting back where before it could have felt like a stalled engine. And then imagine like feeling like you got literally the engine going on. I'd also encourage you to look at your vitamin D3 levels, because they're not up to what they should be, and that really affects everything, including endocrine system, bone structure, everything. And somebody just yelled out Parkinson's, and it seems like you're on your dad's side, so somebody had to have Parkinson's, and it's not saying you're going to get it. It's just like you could be somebody in and around you that's a male, could be diagnosed with Parkinson's. Could even be a neighbor that's not affected with you, to you at all. And I just heard the name Jack John, so this could be some Jack John connection. But part of it is we're in and around you. And again, going back to Marcy, that you have a lot of support. And again, there's a time that flow is coming in, and it could feel like taking risks. Again, diving off the board, not looking down, being blindfolded, hoping that there's water. It's a real allowing, trusting, surrendering, and it's about you, your heart's desires. And then I see, again, you swimming. Did you do a lot of swimming kind of stuff, or diving, or all, anybody in your family do?
You know what? I don't think I was afraid to dive.
Okay, interesting. Well,
I did do some swimming, but I was afraid.
Okay, that makes sense, because I always pay attention to every single thing, even the toy soldier. I read everything, because everything has a symbolic language, and especially if you are afraid to dive. So for them to show me that you're going to the high dive, and then to go out there, and then to do a flip on top of it, and then to not even look down at the bottom, that's all really, really good signs, you know? So
okay.
All that's really good. Did you just scream out because something scratched? Do something.
No, I just I just felt the flip. Oh, you're talking about...
Okay. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. So you felt the flip.
It was
so, woo, the flip was... good. So keep on doing the woos and the flips. All right?
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
we are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio, and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, we have open phone lines, and why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds good, and we'll take Chrissy. She's dialing in, and let me go and push a couple buttons here and get her all squared away. Chrissy actually has been having a heavy heart lately, and I know a lot's been going on around the world with, you know, the unfortunate foreseen tsunami and earthquake over in Japan, so... hopefully it's something a little other than that, but I know that's definitely weighing on her mind as well. So,
yeah.
Chrissy, welcome to the show. What's exactly going
Thank
on?
You.
Let's see if Carrie can help you out.
Well, hi, Carrie. Yeah, I just wanted you to, like, check my heart chakra, because I remember, like, in 2001, that 9/11, that really affected me, and I had to go to I had to do a lot of clearing because I just took on all that grief and sorrow, but lately my heart's really kind of feeling heavy, so I just wanted you to check in on me.
Okay. All right, the first thing I'm seeing is kind of similar to Bryn as far as you're very empathic, and so empathic people are really feeling the shifts. And even taking aside all the tragedies that have been happening as far as with the earth shifts and stuff, that there's a whole shift that's going on this whole year anyway that's really doing what I call that rotor clearing out individually and collectively. And so imagine like this spin going in from your core energy right up your spine and clearing out to the 12 feet around you. And then imagine the outside, the energy that's what connects us all coming from inside. So you're getting kind of like, I don't want to call it double whammy, but you're feeling it both ways. And so, that's kind of the theme for all of us this year. Then throw on that you have the empathic thing. What's kind of interesting is when I go to the back of your heart chakra, and I've been seeing the heart chakra split off in three different parts for the last 5 or 6 years, and the bottom part is learning unconditional love of yourself. And when I turn you sideways, there's like three big energetic cysts that would definitely make you feel heavy in the heart. And part of those cysts has to do with that's the place where we learn to unconditionally love ourselves. The back means the past, and even think of past means past incarnations, any time where you didn't feel loved or being felt like you were allowed to love yourself, or self-care is selfish, that kind of deal. And so think of this as an opportunity because they bulge out to the emotional body and the feeling body. So think of it's a great opportunity to really put the I'm watching these three mirrors and people's energy fields. So it's taking one of those mirrors and being able to accept yourself, love yourself, and really like put an inward look at is what it is, because there's a part of your energy where you feel from the outside like you bend forward, you're ready to serve, you're one of those natural teacher, helper, healer people, which is wonderful, but it's really important for you to have a solid base of loving self, accepting self. And I always pay attention to when things come in three, because there's like a trinity theme there, and they have symmetry to it, and I just keep on seeing them. Like they look like water blisters ready to burst, and inside the blisters there's a theme of grief, there's a theme of really old, ancient abandonment things, and it's also a theme of where do I belong. And even like a lot of old souls have a theme of feeling like they don't belong. I call it the lost in space thing. So it's like it doesn't feel like Earth is a natural place, and where do I belong, where do I fit in? And so that causes, again, part of the heaviness in the heart. So it's an inside-outside thing. So think of in the outside world, a lot of people are literally displaced from their home. They don't know where they belong. The Earth literally is gone or underneath their feet. And so the outside world is mirroring what's going on the inside of your heart. So the best thing is imagine yourself going down to the bottom of your heart chakra. See yourself in like this ring of like a futon or something that you feel really supported 360 degrees around, and make it really soft and really pink, and feel yourself again being supported. Feel yourself going literally in your heart chakra. I've been guided by my guides to really this, I don't know, started last year, that to start all like attunements or meditations in the heart chakra, because there's a little portal in our heart chakra that opens up to our higher self, to the celestial realms, and we're not taught to go inside. We're taught to go like look outside of ourselves. And so this is a time where the more we go inside of ourselves, open up that portal, that doorway, the more we feel that unconditional love and support big time. So, and especially when you're showing me the bottom chakra, is being able to think of it's under construction, to really feel unconditional love and acceptance of yourself. And when you do that, and that structure, it's just like a house. When we have a foundation of that, then it is able to feed the rest of the heart chakra. And then that's where I see a band going around your the middle of your heart, and that's what I call the human-to-human experience. And so part of that band would create a heaviness, since part of that's a defense mechanism. It's like a belt that you created since you were little to protect yourself, but it would make you feel heavy. So see your heart without any belt or band on it, because we create defense mechanisms when we're little, and then they end up being like blocks, or they block us from feeling that flow. So the key is going down to the bottom and, again, having some sort of softness that you feel 360 degrees. And you're really little here. You go down to when you're 6 months to, like, 18 months old. So even feel yourself in a beautiful cradle and being rocked and being supported and have all this real softness around you. Then directing the energy up to the human-to-human experience. See infinity eights going there and feel like a real warmth going on there. And then it opens up the top of the heart chakra, and it will literally burn out the excessive grief. Whenever there's excessive grief there, a lot of times if we bring in the element of fire in there, and especially like the violet flame or the white and purple flame or white and blue flame, it really helps balance. The grief is like a real water energy. And I also see a lot of wind would be good to you. Work with the wind element. And so literally call in the element of wind. Feel the her as a goddess standing in front of you, and visualize her energy going through the energy fields, and it literally blows out the grief or the broken energy patterns that are in our energy fields. And I've done this myself where it's been a day with not one wind element around, a leaf, nothing was shaking. But when I called in the wind element, all of a sudden there was like a whirlwind around me, and it went through my energy field, and it was like a great big combing out stuff. And so a lot of times, especially when people are empathic, remembering that we can work with the elements, meaning in partnership, having an attitude of gratitude, and working with, again, fire, earth, air, and the ether, waters, too. It really, really helps us, and especially with your kind of energy field. So that will help lift the energies off of the heart. And then you don't have like a band that most of us create these defense mechanisms that, again, create a block, or that would be then the heaviness. It's like our own energy field creates like this shield that protects it, but it's not, it's very different from feeling the heaviness. When we feel the heaviness, then it goes into defense mechanisms. When we feel the protection like a shield, it allows us to radiate our heart energy, just like I was saying earlier, being the pebble in the ocean and rippling out evenly is very, very helpful, and it's like you're doing your part. And when we're holding it heavy, that means that we're trying to pull in and trying to help people, but you're pulling in a lot of the weight of the world on you and feeling the heaviness. And so think of radiating from the inside out, that really balanced energy, the real symmetrical energy, the real learning to unconditional love, and it all goes back down to the heart. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm taking notes.
And I just saw a lot of lavender all around you, and so I would encourage, if it resonates with you, work with lavender essential oil, because I saw that coming in, and even the color lavender, and I'm smelling lavender, and lavender is a great protector, and it also has a real high frequency energy, and so I'd absolutely work with the lavender energy if it works with you. And I just found this lavender that I love. It's from Stuart Wild has a website called the Sacred Tears of Gaia, and they have a Sulis lavender that you can spray, and they and it's created with the Sulis waters, which is the Sulu goddess, which is the Minerva goddess, which is very big in Bath, England. And so the smell is absolutely unbelievable, and the energy of it is really, really cool. I brought it home, and my kids are commenting on it. Even my son, he's like, what's that smell? And I've used a lot of different oils before in lavender, so if it resonates with you, it's the Sacred Tears of Gaia, and it's they have lavender spray, and also they have the essential oil, so that would be really, really good for you. And actually, it'd be really good for everybody, because lavender is a really good cleanser, protector, opener, and especially of the heart chakra, putting it on our heart chakra. And the way I see something coming in at 45-degree right, that's a real doorway of the celestial doorway. That's I could go on and on about that, but that would be very, very helpful for you. And I'm also seeing that this is a real time, especially from the Jays. So think of January through June, July with you as a real turning around port, because you're doing an accelerated PhD crash course on really healing issues of the heart. And you're doing a good job. Okay, hon?
Good. Heard Thank you so much, Harry.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. That's my cue, and may you align with the divine. See you next week.